Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
We're continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
Hey, this is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're from Rock and Roll High School every first and third Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, baby. Wow.
You could go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them. And that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library. And I really like the wide selection of books. And they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back. And I got to be a part of that. And it was really fun. It looks really cool now. And I just really appreciate the library for being here. And if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a survive-all shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tim Miller of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County elected officials, police, social workers, and mental health professionals are working on plans to build the wellness hub to alleviate homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. The plan comes out of a 2021 report commissioned by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, and I quote, intended to reduce policing of people in mental health or substance use disorder, SUD, related crisis, end quote. The hub would include a, and I quote, safe haven, end quote, style shelter, therapy, peer counseling, and social services intended to keep county residents in crisis out of the court system and the emergency room. Currently, homeless people in the county are often moved into 7 privately owned motels, some in remote locations with no nearby food options or other services. Last December, the 7 motels and a civic motel operated by a nonprofit housed 103 homeless people, including 25 children. Cheryl Roberts, the executive director of the Greenberger Center for Social and Criminal Justice, said, and I quote, I think that everyone at this point is well aware that this is not the answer, this is not the solution, and we need something else, and we need a plan B, end quote. Columbia County Department of Social Services Commissioner Bob Gibson believes the wellness hub is the answer, saying, and I quote, you're in a facility where you have oversight, where you get assistance right away, our workers are close to you, and we contract with nonprofits to staff the shelter. So we provide wraparound services. And if the shelter is on a campus where it's one part of a wellness hub, most of the human services and social services you're going to are contained within the campus, end quote. He said the new plan would also be cheaper than housing the homeless in motels. Hudson Mayor Johnson agreed, saying, and I quote, "We're spending so much money on policing as well as on motel rooms and different efforts, and a lot of it is not working," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in the Catskill Central School District decide on a proposed $49,888,670 school budget with a tax levy increase of 2% at the May 16th election. First, there will be a public hearing on the proposal at 6 p.m. May 3rd in the Catskill High School Library. The proposed budget is 2.7% or $1,312,669 larger than this year's budget. Catskill Schools Public Information Specialist Adam Charbonneau said that the budget does not include any cuts to any student programs. The story lists changes in the budget from last year but does not indicate which are additions and which are cuts. Deborah Johnson, Ryan Oswell, Lee Heim, Henry Hay, Alan Causer, and Joseph Izzo are running for 3 seats on the school board in the same election. There will be a Meet the Candidates night at 6 p.m. May 8th in the Catskill High School Library before the May 16th vote in the Catskill High School gym from 1 to 9 p.m. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Sharon Powers, Kyle Cuffell, and Tom Rigg are on the ballot for 3 seats in the new Lebanon School Board election. 2 candidates with the most votes will win 3-year terms, and the trailing candidate will get a 2-year term. Only a surprising total of write-in votes for another candidate could keep one of them off the board. Voting takes place from noon to 9 p.m. May 16th. At the Walter B. Howard Elementary School Gymnasium. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be showers with the temperature high near 49 degrees. On Saturday night, showers are likely before 11 p.m., then a chance of sprinkles after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And on Sunday, showers mainly after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 60 degrees. And Sunday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. And the temperature low will be around 49 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10. We'll be right back. castle and handed me a Marlboro, stuck a dove in my right hand. She took a quick picture, but even when we squinted, I didn't look so much like Robert Plant. She flew a flag that she made from a bed sheet. A sideways skull and a lopsided pentagram said, asymmetrical's way more diabolical. You don't want to make it look too perfect, man. The trick is not getting cynical. She had a hairbrush mic and a fantasy band. She opened up with We Are the Champions. One right into under my wheels. I was trying to figure out how I feel. Faded denim with the buttons and badges, laminates and backstage passes. Jacket held together by the Rock Band patches. They let her smoke, but she can't have matches after last week's pyro disaster. She liked me better if I didn't wear glasses. Said she needs to take a call from her lawyers. Introduce me to the dudes that she's calling her crew. An assortment of sad self-destroyers. Sitting six to a table in the room off the kitchen. Telling stories about things they imagined. Like after the show we got roofed on the Reaper Bond. Woke up in a video cabin. I was rolling my eyes at the ritual lies. Okay, maybe half of that happens. She bites down on the cap room when the blood comes from her mouth. But it's hard to fully rock in a halfway house. The band would be better if they weren't such burnouts. The beat-up boots and the glam rock top hat isn't gonna make any difference. It never works when no one listens. And badges, laminates and backstage passes. A jacket held together by the Rock Band patches. Let her smoke when she can't have matches. Bites down on the capsule and the blood comes from her mouth. But it's hard to really rock in a halfway house. The pesky problem of the temple turnout. I said I got a band too, we're called the Price of Progress. We got a reputation as New Hampshire's hardest. Our singer psycho and our fans are violent. Once they let me loose, we're probably touring Europe. Our morning meetings in the room off the kitchen. No medication for the same old depression. It never works when no one listens. But it's sure nice to meet some fellow musicians.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Thank you. 2023 album This Stupid World from Yola Tenga. That's Sinatra Drive Breakdown on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
2013, new music from Fax there from the album Still Life in Decay. That is When You Say.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
New music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Not strong.
number
Five. 2023 music from Sunburned Hand of the Man. The album's called That Which Is, and this song is Exploding Head Flick on WGXC.
Number
4444444.
2023 new music from Hudson Valley-based musician Christopher Tigner. The album is called The Art of Surrender, and the track is called Any Way to Reach You. Tigner is performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and in Troy in the first week in May, and on April 28th, he'll be on WGXC to talk about his new album, The Art of Surrender, and those performances coming to stages near you.
Number
3.
Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nadicello. The song is called Vuma. Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat.
Thank you.
number
one.
Next, here is 2023 new music from African Head Charge. The first sounds from them in 10 years or so. This song is called Microdosing on WGXC 90.7 FM.